All right, so today we're diving into something you don't see every day, a Washington, D.C. So cold they're moving the presidential inauguration indoors. We're going to unpack that, explore some international political drama, and look at a really interesting perspective on immigration, all through the lens of the No Agenda Show newsletter.
No Agenda. Yeah, they kind of brand themselves as alternative media, you know, one of those outlets that enjoys challenging those mainstream narratives. And they definitely have a dedicated following. Probably drawn to the hosts John C. Dvorak and Adam Curry. They're known for being pretty outspoken.
Yeah, so first up, that inauguration being moved inside, that's definitely noteworthy. It's only the second time this has happened since the early 1900s. The last time was actually for Taft's inauguration back in 1909. And No Agenda, they subtly suggest this cold snap could be a sign of global cooling. I'm sure that's got their listeners talking.
Oh yeah, definitely something that will spark some debate. Speaking of sparking debate, Trump's guest list for this inauguration is raising some eyebrows. We're seeing leaders like Xi Jinping, well represented by his vice president, that is, but also Giorgia Meloni from Italy, Javier Milei from Argentina, Nayib Bukele of El Salvador, Daniel Noboa from Ecuador, and Viktor Orban of Hungary. It's a pretty big departure from the usual custom of not having foreign leaders at U.S. inaugurations.
But the real story here is who isn't T on the guest list? UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer. The backstory there is that Starmer allegedly sent Labour Party volunteers to campaign against Trump in the 2024 election.
Yeah.
And, well, Trump's response has been, let's just say, characteristically vocal, even using Elon Musk and Twitter to air his displeasure.
Oh, yeah, it adds a whole other layer to this whole thing. And then there are those accusations against Starmer himself, linking him to grooming gangs, which is a term used to describe groups that exploit and abuse children, and painting him as being anti-British. These are serious claims, and of course, we're not endorsing them, but they definitely add fuel to the fire of this political feud.
All right, so now for something completely different. No Agenda has this segment called Counterpunch Coaching. And in his newsletter, they're addressing the argument that illegal immigrants commit fewer crimes than U.S. citizens, and they have a pretty unique way of tackling this.
Yeah, their strategy is definitely confrontational. They suggest starting by agreeing with the premise, acknowledging that statistically immigrants might commit fewer crimes, but then they hit you with this counterpunch, arguing that it's basically irrelevant because any crime added to the existing burden is unacceptable. It's designed to put opponents on the defensive, force them to justify any level of crime.
It's a bold approach, for sure. What are your thoughts on its effectiveness? And maybe more importantly, the ethics of using such a combative style of argumentation?
It really makes you think, that's for sure. It highlights this idea that sometimes how an argument is framed can be just as important as the facts themselves. You know, raises the question, is it more important to be right or to be persuasive?
It definitely brings up some interesting questions about how we debate, especially with sensitive topics like immigration, which tends to be a hot button issue. But before we get too deep into that, I think it's worth taking a closer look at the inauguration itself and what this unusual setting might signal.
Yeah, let's delve into that. Moving the inauguration indoors, it's not something you see very often. And it could be interpreted in a few different ways. Is it just a practical response to the weather? Or could it be a deliberate choice, you know, maybe to create a more controlled environment or a specific atmosphere even?
And what about this guest list? It's a fascinating mix of world leaders, many of whom have been described as populist or nationalist. What message do you think Trump is trying to send by inviting them to his inauguration?
That's a good question. It's definitely different from the traditional guest list. It could be seen as an attempt to solidify alliances with like-minded leaders, or maybe to signal a shift in U.S. foreign policy priorities.
And let's not forget about the elephant not in the room, Keir Starmer's absence. It's a very public snub, and it speaks volumes about the state of U.S.-UK relations. This whole Twitter feud between Trump and Starmer, it's like something out of a political drama.
It really is. It has all the elements of a high-stakes political thriller, you know? International tensions, personal vendettas, and the ever-present influence of social media. It's a reminder that politics, even on the global stage, can be deeply personal, and that personalities often play a significant role in shaping events.
So we've got this historically unusual inauguration, a guest list that's raising eyebrows, and a very public political feud playing out on the world stage. All of this is happening against the backdrop of this No Agenda newsletter, which offers a unique and often controversial perspective on these events.
It's a lot to unpack, and I think it's important to remember that No Agenda is known for presenting a particular viewpoint. Their approach is often to challenge conventional wisdom and to provoke strong reactions.
And that's what makes this deep dive so interesting. We're not here to tell you what to think. but to give you the information and context you need to form your own opinions. We'll continue exploring these themes in more detail as we delve deeper into No Agenda's take on immigration.
So let's unpack No Agenda's perspective on immigration a bit further. Their Counterpunch coaching segment on this topic really highlights their confrontational style.
Yeah, it's a very pointed way to address this really complex issue. They basically suggest acknowledging that statistic, you know, that illegal immigrants may commit fewer crimes, and then immediately turning around and arguing that it's irrelevant because any crime added to the existing problem is unacceptable.
It's interesting they frame any increase in crime as inherently negative, regardless of where it's coming from. They argue that this forces the other side to defend some level of crime, which I guess could put them in a tough spot.
Yeah, it definitely feels like a tactic aimed at kind of changing the direction of the conversation, maybe even derailing it completely. Do you think it's a strategy that really leads to productive dialogue on a sensitive topic like immigration?
That's the big question, isn't it? While it might be effective rhetorically speaking, it doesn't really seem like it would lead to a nuanced conversation or help people find common ground.
Right. No Agenda also throws out some figures stating that the U.S. has over 300 million citizens, compared to an estimated 10 to 15 million undocumented immigrants. They seem to be implying that using this comparison to highlight the disproportionate number of crimes committed by citizens would be an effective counter.
It's an interesting approach, but relying solely on population size to make a point about crime rates can be misleading. Crime is influenced by so many factors. It's way more complex than just the number of people in a given population.
Exactly. Comparing raw numbers ignores things like crime rates, per capita, age, demographics, socioeconomic factors, all of which play a role in shaping crime statistics.
Absolutely. Reducing complex social issues like crime to simple numerical comparisons, well, it can oversimplify the situation and even perpetuate harmful stereotypes.
They also touch on the idea that undocumented immigrants are often hesitant to report crimes, even when they are the victims, due to fear of deportation.
That's a really important point. It highlights how their experiences with the legal system, or lack thereof, can really skew those crime statistics. We have to acknowledge that the data might not be telling the whole story.
Then No Agenda takes a kind of unexpected turn, suggesting listeners connect this immigration debate to the Defund the Police movement, implying a correlation between supporting immigrant rights and being anti-police.
That connection feels a bit weak, to be honest. These are two separate issues with their own complexities and nuances. Linking them in this way feels like an attempt to conflate separate debates and potentially alienate those who hold differing views on each topic.
It seems like their overall strategy relies on simplifying complex issues into soundbites and using rhetorical tactics that might score points in a debate, but don't really contribute to a meaningful understanding of the topic.
I think that's a fair assessment. While No Agenda definitely offers a unique perspective and isn't afraid to challenge conventional thinking, their approach sometimes feels more focused on provocation than constructive dialogue.
And their reliance on tactics like linking unrelated issues and oversimplifying complex statistics could hinder genuine understanding and productive conversation?
Definitely. It's important for listeners to be aware of these tactics and to critically evaluate the information presented, especially when it comes to emotionally charged topics like immigration.
This deep dive into No Agenda's perspective has certainly been illuminating. It highlights the importance of critical thinking and media literacy when navigating these complex and often contentious issues.
It's a reminder that information, even when presented with authority, should always be scrutinized. We should always consider the source, the intent, and the potential biases at play.
Absolutely. And while No Agenda offers a unique and often provocative viewpoint, it's up to each of us to engage with their arguments critically and to form our own informed opinions. We shouldn't shy away from challenging ideas, but should approach them with a discerning eye and a willingness to consider different perspectives. It's been quite the deep dive, you know, exploring this unusual inauguration and Trump's interesting guest list and the whole drama with Keir Starmer. And then we went into No Agenda's world and their take on immigration.
It really shows you that even seemingly unrelated events can be connected in some interesting ways. The inauguration, a symbol of American political tradition, is happening against this backdrop of global tensions and shifting alliances. And then we see it all through the lens of No Agenda's unique perspective.
Yeah, it's a lot to think about. It really highlights how complex our current political landscape is, both here in the U.S. and internationally. We've got a president who seems determined to break with tradition, with his guest list and his very public feuds. And then we have this alternative media outlet offering a very specific and often controversial take on these really sensitive issues.
It reminds us that there's always more than one way to look at things, and that the stories we choose to believe can really impact how we see the world.
Which brings us back to that idea of critical thinking. We can't just passively consume information, especially not in today's media landscape.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be active participants, question assumptions, evaluate evidence, and seek out different perspectives.
Exactly. We need to develop the skills and the mindset to navigate all of this information and form our own informed opinions.
Well said, and I think this deep dive has been a good example of how to do that. We took a piece of alternative media, broke down their arguments, examined their tactics, and considered the potential implications of their perspective.
It's been a real exercise in media literacy, critical thinking, and open discussion. And hopefully it's given our listeners the tools to engage with these complex issues in a more informed and thoughtful way.
Absolutely, because in the end, that's what we're all aiming for. A better understanding of the world and the ability to have meaningful conversations that lead to positive change.
And speaking of positive change, I think it's worth noting that even with all these complex events and debates happening on a global scale, there are people and organizations working hard to make a difference locally.
That's a great point. We may not have control over what happens on the national or international stage, but we can definitely make an impact in our own communities.
Exactly. And that's what Think and Act Locally is all about. Empowering residents of Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena to make their lives and their community better.
It's all about taking action, making a difference, and building a better future right here at home. So if you're feeling inspired to get involved, check out our website, thinkandactlocally.com. You'll find information on local initiatives, organizations, and events.
And if you like what we're doing, please consider supporting us at thinkandactlocally.com/donate. Your contribution will help us continue to provide valuable resources and empower our community.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time for another exploration of the issues that matter most right here in our community.